From the WUWM Newsroom, I'm Taryn Powell. Federal CARES Act money provided to state, local, and tribal governments impacted by COVID-19 is set to expire on December 31st. But Congress passing the $900 billion stimulus package earlier this month means local municipalities have until the end of 2021 to use up their CARES funds. That's according to Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. But he says the extension didn't come with any additional funding, so that could put the county in a tough spot next year.
All of our CARES dollars from 2020 already has his name on it for a lot of the dollars. We've allocated more than $77 million that we've received in federal funding to keep our communities safe and healthy. And these funds are going to enhance safety measures in county facilities and towards community services like mental health and housing assistance. But more will be needed in the next year to fill this hit that we have taken as a result of the COVID-19 response.
But Crowley did mention what he called a, quote, bright spot in the CARES Act's extension, that the package included $25 billion in rental assistance.
We expect additional funds to come to Milwaukee County, where we will continue to provide eviction prevention as well as mortgage assistance to those who need it most, especially as we approach Wisconsin's cold winter months.
Milwaukee's mobile site at Barack Obama High School, formerly Custer High School on North Sherman Boulevard, also started testing Tuesday, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says, and testing will continue there for 2 weeks. He says the mobile testing sites will move where there are higher levels of COVID-19 illness. The testing is provided by a private company through the city, and people will get their results within days. Barrett says testing is at no cost to individuals.
But unlike other city testing sites, the private vendor will bill a person's health insurance. The city, using the federal funds that the county executive alluded to, will be the payer of last resort if private insurance funding is not available.
Barrett says there is a plan to put a second mobile testing site on the south side. Details will be announced as they become available. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.